to Kelsey too, so that she knows if things come through.
All right. It is 12:05, and we are going to call the Special Finance Committee meeting to order. We'll go around the room and state who's here. Audrey Nelson.
Andrew Plowman.
Rick Fagerly.
Kurt Hein.
Rob Baumgarten.
Andy Engen.
Sean Christensen.
Steve Okins.
Thank you, and Councilmember Osmus is joining us shortly. Our items today are to review the car report and the request to appropriate additional funds for the Legacy Four Seasons Shelter, and to also review the contract and authorize the mayor and administrator to sign the agreement. So I'm not sure who's going to start us down the road of the process here. Rob?
No.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Baumgarten.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for coming in for the special meeting about the Four Seasons Shelter at Robbins Island. As we alluded before, this is about the bids and reallocating funds to fund the shelter. Everyone probably understands that the shelter at Robbins Island is with a grant that we've had with the DNR. And with the DNR's deadline of June 2020, we're getting to a timeline where we need to start making some decisions on what we're going to do with this shelter. We've got the bids in. Staff have reviewed them with the alternates. We looked at it. We still want to keep the steel roof and to add the alternate of the polished concrete floor. We talked about it as staff when we felt that this would be the best use of dollars and everything. So it's our recommendation is to keep the base bid that includes the steel roof and add the alternate of the polished concrete floor to the project. So the total project cost would be $1,070,377. And this would include the engineering and contingency funds, but we would need to reallocate funds of $231,377 to this project. The legacy grant does contribute $606,000 towards this project, and the city's already contributing $233,000 to the project. We need to have a little bit more funding for this project to complete it. Areas of consideration for funding would be excess revenue from 2018, unspent capital projects from the auditorium, which is $250,000, the amphitheater would be $170,000, and public works more excess of roughly around $76,000. We can look at the alternates a little bit, seeing if there is an error. I would just have everyone know about the shingles. Both contractors are aware of the error, and they're going to still honor their error with what they would do with the substitution of the asphalt shingles. We looked at it as staff too, is that with the amphitheater, there's not much plans with that going on right now. And with it being out at Robbins Island, we felt like this would be a good way to take those dollars and leave it in Robbins Island. And then with the public works mowers, this would cover the extra costs that we have. So our recommendation is to keep the base bid with the steel roof and add the alternate polished concrete to the project, and to be able to reallocate some of these funds to fund the project.
Okay, thank you. Just a question, when I was looking and we had a conversation about this, I'm wondering if we should also consider the alternate for the air conditioning. I think if I did the math right, if we were to choose your recommendations or staff's recommendations for the amphitheater and the public works mower excess, I think the add-on for the air conditioning could also fit out of those two funds?
Correct, it would.
To me, it feels like something that might be easier to do now than later, but I'm curious how other people feel about that. And then also, I don't know if we should just have a little conversation, were you surprised by the amount that the overage, or is there a compared to kind of with that, if there's any conversation we should have about that?
I think the one main thing on that overage was, because this is a grant-funded project, we have to go by the prevailing wage, which is increased wages for most of the trades. And it's really, that's kind of, ends up being harder to estimate. You know, because Chapel Central's prices might not change because they're already a union shop, but the next guy down the street, all of a sudden, they're more expensive. So it's a, I think short of that, it's a tight market. We're busy. In order to get people to bid these projects, we had to, they almost have to buy them off of other projects to get them to commit to our schedule, so.
Maybe you can talk about the schedule a little bit as far as.
We're still hoping, as soon as we get a contract with a contractor, that they would start right away this fall. Get the earthwork done, get the building up and enclosed for winter, buttoned up. The site concrete really is kind of a, they'll get it done this winter if they can. Otherwise, they would do that in the spring. We'd want to leave that kind of up to the general contractor, because once they put the new site concrete in the sidewalks, we would just assume they don't have to drive back over it and break it and stuff with their equipment. So that's, a lot of times that's one of the later things that we put in. Both contractors still are planning to and intend on being able to meet the deadline for the project, so.
You say both, but there's three on our sheet?
All three, but the lowest two are the ones that we focused.
Okay, got it.
Our attention on.
And bidder A, which was the parent low bidder, would have a May 1st deadline, which the grant has a June 30th completion date requirement.
Since we just got this here today, I think, I don't know if anybody wants to take any more time to review this or questions that, Andrew, do you need some more time?
No, I don't think so. Remind me, Steve, the excess 2018 revenue,
mm-hmm.
that carries over and gets allocated into the 2020 budget?
Correct.
Okay.
And we've started that process at this point, and so.
Is it earmarked yet?
Nothing is finalized at this point. Nothing is recommended by the mayor at this point, and it ultimately gets to the council as far as action.
Kind of asked that question too, and this, I think, Mr. Oakens had made the comment from the amphitheater standpoint, we don't have any contractual kind of agreement right now. Is that the right way to say it?
Correct. Yeah, there's no legal obligation or no, it's just in the budget at this point. I don't know what the status of it is.
Right.
And so if that is.
Right.
But
those matching funds for it.
It was a required match. That was only a portion of the total estimated project. And so I don't know if that matching money is there or not.
So I guess that my thought process with that is that if that is something that's to come back to us, I mean, that is something that the mayor could present in next year's budget if there is, in, I don't know of conversations, or if that's something that even is out in 2021, if that comes back with that.
Yeah, it certainly could be added into the discussion for next year's budget or in the next 5 years, if that's. I think the park master plan that was done, that the council had done, as well as the discussion on the invest in Wilmer for the local option sales tax, doesn't have anything in there that speaks to an amphitheater, at this point anyway.
It was an add-on with the Robbins Island committee. Some people wanted it.
The amphitheater?
Yeah, it was never approved.
Well, it was approved. It was, I mean, the mayor put it in his budget and we approved that. But it was there to be a match if something came forward, but we have not had any further discussions regarding that. So, I think the other thing that when we talked about, you know, the auditorium, that was also put in, the mayor had put that in, that to look for some grant money, where, so if we don't touch that now, that stays still there next year, that we could be looking for grant money, and that money would still be sitting there available if some grants do show up. So it felt like that probably should stay more so than the amphitheater.
Well, that's more of a necessity, because that's fixing what we already have versus
right.
building something brand new that we don't have.
And not touching that $840,000 is a figure I think that the mayor's already planned to put in his budget for next year.
Okay.
So this felt like the lesser of the problems for looking for the funds with that. So Julie, just to get you up to speed, we talked about the projects and the amount Rob went through that were short, $231,377, but that includes the steel roof and the, you know that.
I know some of the contingencies, yeah.
Polish sheet, yeah, polished concrete.
Yep.
And I also questioned, if we use those two figures, there is enough to do the contingency of air conditioning. And I'm wondering if that would be, what was the figure, 9,000?
9,000 with contractor A.
Yeah.
With contractor A.
That would, yeah, the remaining amount would be $14,600 roughly.
And it would feel with wanting to use that facility in the manner that we're building it for, that air conditioning might be a positive. In my opinion, but I'm looking for other people's thoughts on
Steve,
that.
Steve, what's the excess? 14,000?
600.
14,600?
Yeah, if the two recommended sources of amphitheater and public works mower is used, to bring it up to the 231, it'd leave about $14,600 left.
Gosh, I was going to say that almost gets the air conditioning and the spray foam.
It'd be real close.
It'd be real close, and so there is a $70,000 contingency in there that if that was something the council wanted to do, could adjust that contingency. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The soils, I think, is a question mark, and where right. that contingency is a safeguard against any kind of
soil.
But if
we're talking like $2,000, $1,000 of that overage without having to tap into any other funds.
Right.
So just tell us why we should consider doing spray foam, or if we don't do spray foam, what do we have?
Spray foam is just a slightly higher performing insulation application or material. It's a little bit more expensive, and it'll save us money in the long run, since we're going to own this building for the long run. Yep, it helps the R value and the airtightness of the building. Many people in their own homes would choose to do it just because if they're going to live in their house and they want to have lower utility bills, they would pay a little bit more upfront to do it. It's, you know, if we're looking at economical buildings in the short term, you know, the more traditional, you know, fiberglass or bad insulation is cheaper up front. It just, you know, the utility cost in the long run.
It'd be about $150, $152 short.
So you could adjust the
contingency could be adjusted to leave it within the required dollar amounts available.
So Sean,
oh sorry,
I was just going to ask Sean, Rob, or Kurt, your thoughts on what you would like to see with those two that aren't in the recommendation right now.
The AC and the foam?
Yeah.
Well, I think if you're within $150, it seemed like a no-brainer just to do it. Before I knew it was $150, I was fine leaving out the insulation, because you're getting insulation anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I think if it's within $150, that seems, one of the million-dollar projects seems like pretty much zero, so I like it.
Rob?
And when we talked about it, the air conditioning was higher on our list too,
yeah.
to put in.
So air conditioning.
So
okay.
Well, my thought regarding that, and I think maybe Rick thought the same thing too, because he was the one who brought up the spray foam initially. But I mean, if we're going to be spending the extra $10,000 for air conditioning, This is almost like a component of that. Now it makes that air conditioning even more efficient.
I was going to say, I built a shed out at the lake. It's 40 by 40, and I spray foam stick built. And I've got a splitter unit. And I haven't turned it on yet in 5 years. Because it's insulated that much.
Sure.
It just stays at 66 during the summer.
Yeah.
It'll be a big benefit, especially being on the lake and you got the wind coming off. You aren't going to notice it. So.
Okay, so I'm kind of hearing support for air conditioning and spray foam.
Well, spray foam for sure. I'm not so positive on air conditioning, but you can always add everything there. So all you need to do is add a unit outside. The rest want air conditioning, that's fine. But I might even have a unit I want to sell.
A window. A donation. You can get tax write off on it.
Unfortunately, I don't think you can. No. Rob, how do you see the programming different with air conditioning than without?
Just because of the size of the room, I think we're just going to be able to hold a lot more bigger
people.
A lot more people. Bigger events in there as well, so
it'll maintain the humidity.
That's why I think with a concrete floor, it might be a good idea to have a little, you know, be a step up on the humidity problem too, as far as being slippery.
You do not want condensation on a concrete floor for like a meeting or a wedding reception or something like that.
I remember when we had that conversation about the heat and the air, the cooling, and it just seems to me that if it's something to do it when you're building it, seems more efficient than coming back later. So, but we have to support this, and it is significantly more money. The only other thing I would say is we applied for this grant in 2015. We knew then that the budget was going to be an issue, and we're now 4 years later. And so, when you look at prices and those types of things, I think. I feel positive that this is the right thing to do, and I certainly wouldn't want to walk away from a $606,000 grant, especially when the other things that are happening with Robbins Island, with the local option sales tax and the plans out there. So I'm looking for a recommendation.
I'll make a motion to include the spray foam, steel roof, and central air.
Okay.
And polished floor.
And polished concrete floor.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the, I gotta go through here. Steve, do you wanna help me?
Yes. Word the contract to contractor A with the we should probably reallocate dollars first, and then.
Well, we gotta agree on the amount.
Yeah. First. Okay. So the contractor A with alternates G2, which is the air conditioning, G4, which is the polished concrete floor, and G6, which is the spray foam insulation.
And 1, 2, 3, and the roof is included, right?
The roof is in the base bid.
Okay.
With the steel roof.
And what's your total?
Okay, so I gotta add these two. 6, 14, 1,085,000.
Where's your calculator?
In my head.
In his right hand.
All right, say it again.
$1,085,000. I'm adding the 14 to it.
And then, so that leaves us short
If you appropriate the next action or the second action, we'll ask, and this can be discussion. If you appropriate the $170,000 from the amphitheater and the $76,000, that would be the second action we would request, and we will adjust the contingency to fall within the funding mechanisms.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this motion is to approve
the contractor A with the alternates mentioned of the air conditioning, concrete floor, and foam insulation.
Okay, and you're good doing that before we reappropriate?
It'd be more appropriate to fund it before you approve something that's...
Are you guys good with that? We do that motion first?
First action.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
We can redo that.
All right, so we have a motion and a second to reallocate the funds from the amphitheater and public works mower excess. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Now the action would be to authorize the mayor and administrator to sign an agreement with bidder A with the alternates added of air conditioning, polished concrete floor, and spray foam insulation.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve contractor A with the alternates of air conditioning, polished concrete floor, and spray foam insulation. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any other business that we have to come before us now? That is it.
I just think we're going to get kicked back from, we'll have to see what the other council members think, because they had already turned down the $1 million before and said it had to be within 800.
That's why I wanted to have the discussion here with why we're supporting it.
Okay.
With that. And
come in hard.
We made cuts.
Okay.
Significant cuts, and we're... I think we got the bids back, and we know that the numbers aren't going lower. And timing. So it's like, do this now, and the funding mechanisms are what they are right now. These funding mechanisms next time around, along with that grant, are not going to be there. So it's like, this or nothing.
Okay.
And the whole thing gets scrapped. That's the way I see it.
And I think we did have a conversation before you got here.
Yep.
With why the estimates were where they were. And I think you've been aware and supportive of this
okay.
project all along through the rec department, et cetera. So I don't know if you have any other questions, if you want to talk to Andy afterwards with why they came in the way they did, or Rob or Sean.
Nope.
Or Kurt.
I just want some buy-in from at least one other council member.
Well, we're here as a committee.
Yep.
And we went through the process, and we supported what we think is in the best interest of this project.
Yep.
So. That's what we did. So, all right. You good?
I'm awesome.
Okay. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.